Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Okay, well, thanks. This is Free Talk Live. I'm not gruntled or whelmed. At least I'm not over-gruntled or diswhelmed.
No, you're the captain.
I am the captain, and this is Free Talk Live.
Yes.
We're here, and this is where we are at.
Supposedly.
And if you would like to join us, you can call 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, in case you are disgruntled or overwhelmed or ungruntled and underwhelmed.
Or sickened by it all. There's a lot to be sick about.
There certainly is. We have been talking about a couple things related to cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin, where Bitcoin, of course, has reached $15,000, more than $15,000 per coin, and that makes it roughly worth the 18th most valuable company in the United States.
Just to be clear, though, Bitcoin is not a company.
Correct. It is not. It is a decentralized, we'll call it cryptocurrency.
Yeah. A lot of people, when they're first hearing about crypto, they'll liken it to stock. Oh, so it's like a stock. It can go up and down. Like, well, okay.
It has like those features
in that way, but it's not like a stock in that it is a company that you are investing in.
Right.
It's not that at all. It is just this decentralized piece of software that's open source that somebody named Satoshi Nakamoto, which is a fake name, a pseudonym, somebody named that, released this code back in 2009, and now what was at that time worth nothing is now worth over $15,000 per unit.
That's right.
So it's an incredible financial success story, unlike anything we've ever really seen in our lifetimes and probably in our grandparents' lifetimes. It's incredible.
A lot of folks I bump into that are fans of freedom, not a lot, but like some, will say this to me. I don't understand Bitcoin. And I get it. I get it.
I don't either, honestly. I mean, I've never read the code.
I've never read the code.
I don't think it could be said that I understand it if I haven't actually read it. In the same way, I don't really understand how electricity works when I flip the switch on, but I know it's there.
Do you understand how the internet works?
I have a vague understanding of, you know, IP addresses and protocols and things like that, but I don't have a real understanding of how TCP/IP works.
Do you understand how a website works? Right.
Basic understanding.
Right.
Yes.
But most people don't understand these things.
Yeah.
Most people don't even understand how their cell phone works. Right.
It has a radio transmitter and receiver in it and sends data to towers.
Okay, but I mean things
like... how does it actually do that?
Right. But even things even things like apps. I get this frequently because I'm not going to mention the name. I'm on a major social media network, and I do not use the built-in messaging service that they provide because I hate it.
Yeah, it's garbage.
It's horrible. And some people don't know the difference between their native messaging app on their phone and the messaging app, or they use the same app for multiple things, and so they get all their communication through the same app. Mm. And so they don't know, and I have to explain it to them repeatedly. Look, if you want to get a hold of me, you have my phone number, or here I'm on this one over here, I'm on that one over there, Signal, Telegram, all these kinds of things.
Right.
But I'm not on that. So if you message me there, I'm never going to get it. Don't get mad at me. Don't like, you're not responding to me, and that kind of stuff because I don't use it.
Sorry.
I only use the browser-based version of that particular social media network, and so that's by choice. That's by design. Yeah. I don't want their malware, as I like to call it, clogging up my phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got rid of their... You're talking about Facebook.
Well, I was going to mention the name, damn it.
I got rid of their software from my phone years before I actually deactivated my account. I've had a deactivated account now for almost 3 years.
Yeah. I've never downloaded the app.
Good.
Ever.
Good.
Because the first thing that I read about it was, oh my gosh, this is one of the most intrusive apps you could ever put on your device. And so I never did.
Actually, it was the last straw for me when I left Facebook at the end of 2016. 17, I guess it's just it was turning 2018, so it's like New Year's Eve, and I decided, all right, I'm leaving Facebook. I put a notice up on my Facebook page saying, I'm gone. The posts will still be coming because I was like posting, cross-posting from other platforms.
Right, yeah.
But I like had a notice on every post that, hey, here's where you can find me on Mastodon, and here's, you know, Twitter and these other places where I am.
Yep.
And then 8 months after that, I decided to deactivate the account entirely because of what they did. And what they did was they sent me a notice because we had a page. There still exists this page called Free Talk Live on Facebook. And so I was one of the administrators of that page, and they sent out a notice saying, oh, well, you are an administrator of a page that's relatively popular. We had like 90,000 likes that time.
Right.
So above some amount of likes, they sent this notice out to people saying, okay, well, if you want to continue being an admin for your own page, or your own page, right, the page that's on their system that they own, but you are the admin of, if you want to continue being an admin, you have to verify your location with our app.
Whoa.
So they wanted me to put their app on my phone, give it access to GPS so they could verify that I was where I said that I was or whatever, some sort of security.
I didn't even know that.
Some sort of security feature, supposedly.
And you don't even need to present your location to sign up for a friggin' account.
Well, you do once you get to a certain point on a page, apparently. So they said, this is our new rule. You've got to put the app in, and you've got to verify your location. And I'm like, well, I don't want to log back into Facebook, but I, you know, at that time I hadn't quite determined what to do with the account besides not use it.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, I guess I could just try this and see if I can. So what I did was I downloaded the app, went in, verified the location, and then uninstalled the app from the phone.
Right.
2 days later, so it made the thing go away.
Right.
2 days later, I got another notice saying, you need to make sure your GPS verified. So they wanted not just to verify my location one time, but they wanted me to constantly have their app on the phone, and that was it. I was like, okay, that's it. I'm deactivating my account. I'm not going to put their app, because I hadn't had their app on my phone for years prior to this.
Yeah, no, that's a big F you in my book.
That's when I was like, okay, deactivated.
I won't say my pet name for Zuckerberg, but it does rhyme with Zuckerberg.
Say it on the radio.
Right, just take the Z out and put an F in front of it if you want to play the game at home.
Yeah, I figured that.
I never call him by the Z name ever, except here on Free Talk Live when I can't say how I like to call him. So
that was it. That was the final straw for me.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And I remain on there because, well, I did the music thing for so long. There's a bunch of people that you know, got on there because of the music thing, the parody thing as well, and then, of course, the freedom thing. And still to this day, while there seems to be now, especially post-election, there seems to be more folks moving to, like, MeWe. There's a newer social media that I don't remember the name of.
I hope all of them fail.
New social medias?
Yeah, all of them.
Why?
They're all centralized.
Well, even like Mastodon and all
Mastodon
that kind of
is not centralized.
Yeah, so,
the ones you're talking about are just other companies trying to say, oh, well, we're better than Facebook, for now.
Well, I don't know that anybody is better because, well, everybody's still at Facebook.
That's not true. Not everybody.
Well, a large majority of the people who participate in social media are still on Facebook, unfortunately. But I'm waiting for the next exodus, right? When is the next thing better than Facebook going to come along and everybody move to that? And I hope that it is decentralized.
Mm-hmm.
That is my hope. But we had been talking about Bitcoin and all of the news surrounding that. And you had something else about Bitcoin, something about Square.
Yeah, well, actually, not just Square, but also PayPal. As you know, PayPal just recently announced that they're going to be selling or accepting Bitcoin for payments.
I heard there was some sort of caveat with PayPal where, like, it was a one-way street.
But yeah, like, the caveat is you can't withdraw the Bitcoin to your own wallet that you control. You have to keep it in their wallet.
They're going
to
keep your keys?
For now, at least. Maybe they're going to change that in the future.
Oh,
but
that's ugly.
You know,
not
be
your keys, not your money.
That's right.
Listeners, if you don't know this phrase, learn it. Repeat after me. Not your keys, not your money.
Yeah. So, according to the story here, Square sold a record 160,000 Bitcoin in just quarter three of 2020. As it stands, consumer demand for Bitcoin is now far outstripping new supply from Bitcoin mining.
Oh.
'Cause remember, Bitcoin mining We could talk more about exactly how that works, I mean, without getting technical.
Yeah.
But there's a reduced number of Bitcoin that gets mined over time.
Right.
So the amount of Bitcoin that keeps coming out is getting smaller and smaller over the years.
Which drives the price up because it's deflationary in nature. Yeah. Or at
well,
least
it's inflationary, but the amount of inflation reduces.
855-450-FREE. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
News from news.bitcoin.com. A 1 million ounce gold find in Russia raises questions if Bitcoin is more rare than gold. The Bitcoin market is expected to be volatile until the end of the year. Study shows that half of U.S. investors interested in adding Bitcoin to their portfolio. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. We'll be right back.
back to the show, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And it's Ian.
You heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes, or maybe stake Divi so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Mr. Freeman over here says setting up a Divi masternode was super easy.
Yep.
And staking was even easier. Now, we're not investment advisors here. Visors? We're not investment advisors or visors for that matter here on Free Talk Live. But we think you'll be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. If you need help, there's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. We've been talking about Bitcoin, about the price, about its market cap, and how it's larger now than PayPal, Coca-Cola, Netflix, or Disney. And we see that Iran is adopting it for official government use in some instances. So, you know, the adoption of it is at least being looked at by institutions and governments. And we have something more about Bitcoin Square.
You have to be careful when you talk about Iran, right? Because some people will think, oh, that means that it's used by terrorists. You know, that's one of the negatives that people will bring up, one of the objections to Bitcoin. Oh, well, it's used by drug dealers. It's used by terrorists. Well, a very, very small portion of cryptocurrency is used in the same way that a small portion of cash is used by bad guys or whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say the U.S. dollar is the most...
Far more so.
Yeah,
far
used more by undesirables, if you will.
Yeah, but it's important to point out that one of the reasons why Bitcoin is useful is because it's permissionless,
right?
Meaning that you don't have to ask anyone or beg anyone's permission in order to get into Bitcoin, as long as someone's willing to sell it to you. Or you can even just mine it, and then you really don't even have to ask anybody's permission.
Right.
So there's different ways that you can get into Bitcoin that don't involve going through sort of the traditional channels of using the banking system to send money to an exchange, and you know, then you're sort of on the record and on the books. Anybody who wants to download a Bitcoin client or Bitcoin wallet can do that. There's nothing that will stop you from doing that anywhere on the planet, whether you're in Iran or you're next door, you know, somewhere in the United States. So pointing out that Iran can do this is pointing out that anyone on the planet, no matter what sanctions are against them, no matter what rules are trying to prohibit them, can get into cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Monero, you know, you name
it. Well, we know that China is the largest miner of cryptocurrencies, and I don't mean the government of China. I mean there's people in China, individuals that have mining rigs and mining facilities.
There's corporations, probably at some level the government's involved in them, but that's because it's China.
Indeed. So when I say these things, do take those with a grain of salt.
Yeah. So I just wanted to point that out, like, oh, it's a good thing that Iran can get into this because anyone can get into this. There's no way that anyone can be stopped from getting into Bitcoin. That's what is interesting about that.
Well, I look at it, and the reason that it's significant to me to point out that there is a government that's adopting Bitcoin as a payment method for things is because, as I've said, it's coming. Bitcoin is coming. It's coming for your banks. It's coming for your governments. It's just a matter of time. So what this does is it speeds up that timeline, right?
Sure.
They just get the first mover advantage is all.
So Square beat Iran to the punch. Square's been selling Bitcoin for a few years now through their Cash app, which I found out about a few years back as well and was pretty impressed when that happened.
Now, I don't use either of those apps, so I'm not familiar with them.
It's like PayPal.
Okay.
It's basically a competitor for PayPal.
Okay.
It's a way to carry a U.S. dollar balance.
Well, who did Venmo then?
PayPal.
So PayPal
owns Venmo.
Okay. And Cash App?
No. Cash App is owned by Square.
The Square. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I get it now. Thank you.
So you've got Square versus PayPal. Basically, they're kind of like the two biggie online competitors.
I'm squared away. Pun intended.
Don't be a square, Captain. sold a record 160,000 Bitcoin in just the third quarter of this year. As it stands, according to CryptoBriefing.com, consumer demand for Bitcoin far outstrips the new supply from mining.
Jesus.
The U.S. is in the midst of a Bitcoin boom among financial services companies. Investment funds and payment providers which offer Bitcoin are selling record quantities. For instance, financial services company Square generated $1.6 billion in Bitcoin revenues in just quarter three, up 11 times what they did last year.
Nice.
All of that just from its mobile payments app, Cash App. So what happened was, you know, Cash App... When I got into it, it was actually Zeus, the deep voice guy that we have do all of our
Free Talk Live.
That guy?
Yeah,
he wanted me to pay him for his voice work with Cash App.
Okay.
I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. So I'm like, all right, sure, whatever you say, Zeus, I'll download this thing. I had never heard of it at that time. I think at the time they were calling it Square Cash, and then they renamed it to Cash App. And so, you know, I was like, oh, I can pay someone just like with PayPal, right? You carry a U.S. dollar balance, you send it to the person, they have a U.S. dollar balance, they can put it into their bank account, using their debit card, they can take money out from their bank account using their debit. So that's how the basic thing works. But then a few years ago, they added a Bitcoin option to Cash App. At the time that they did that, Cash App was the number one free finance app on the Google Play Store.
Wow.
So bigger than PayPal. It was the number one app already at that time. So they had millions of installed users in just the United States alone. And so they rolled out Bitcoin in a big way, you know, basically sending notices to all their users.
That is significant.
Hey, now you can buy Bitcoin through our platform. And I remember looking at it at the time to see how they were pitching it, and they really did an amazing job with this. Like, I was impressed. I mean, I'm no fan of these mega corporations or anything, right? But I was impressed with the way they did it. They had, like, really beautiful artwork that they obviously commissioned to be done.
Yeah.
And it was, like, this cool, like, effect where they used the gyroscope or whatever it is that's in your phone. You know how the phone knows at any moment what angle it's being held at based on gravity.
Right, it's got the sensors in it,
So the way they would do this, it wasn't holographic, but it sort of had this sort of same look where you could take the phone and rotate it left or right, and the picture would sort of change its dimensions, basically.
Oh, like a lenticular kind of thing,
almost
right?
Like that. And it looked really cool. And they did that for this Bitcoin like intro, basically, to show you what Bitcoin was all about. And I was like, wow, this is like one of the best intros to Bitcoin I've ever seen. So obviously it worked, and they convinced their users to start buying some Bitcoin. And now it's their biggest revenue source.
That's amazing, and I'm very, very glad to hear that. And again, these are early times, so these are, in my opinion, the first of sort of these large organizations.
Yeah,
instead
now
of individuals.
PayPal's on board. Now, as of like 2 weeks ago, PayPal's going to start doing the same thing. So you've got the two largest financial personal finance apps offering Bitcoin for sale.
Oh, this tickles me fancy.
I'll be shocked if we see Bitcoin below 10 grand ever again.
More Free Talk Live is coming up, 855, 453.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate back in session. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell acknowledging some of the election victories Republicans had last week.
According to preliminary results, voters across the nation elected and reelected Republican senators to a degree that actually stunned prognosticators. And then there's the presidential race. Obviously, No states have yet certified their election results, and President Trump is 100% within his rights to look into allegations of irregularities and weigh his legal options.
Attorney General Bill Barr has authorized the Department of Justice to investigate what he says are substantial allegations of voter fraud in the 2020 election. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech proved better than expected at protecting people from COVID-19 in a pivotal study, a milestone in the hunt for shots that can stop the global pandemic. The vaccine proved to be more than 90% effective in the first 94 subjects who were infected by the new coronavirus and developed at least one symptom. As far as what this means, Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News,
our threshold was just they had to be above 50%. So to be reporting 90%, that shows it's really working. That means, because this is a two-part vaccine, you have to have two shots before it works. That means 28 days after that first shot that you are protected potentially from COVID with a 90% efficacy rate. That's great news.
Former Masters champion won't be allowed to compete for another green jacket this week. Sergio Garcia has tested positive for COVID-19 and was forced to withdraw. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, after he said yeah, and now yeah. I'm still saying yeah, and he just laughed at me.
Right.
Ha ha. I hate it when that happens. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering what all this babble is about. It's us carrying on, and by us, I mean myself, the captain.
And it's Ian.
And we're here talking about, well, all things cryptocurrency, particularly Bitcoin.
Yeah, somebody was bitching in the chat server about this earlier in the show tonight, and it's like, you know what? If you don't like it, then go pound sand somewhere else. This is one of the most important things that we can talk about is
or how about
financial
ask
freedom.
A relevant question?
Yeah, it's financial freedom. You know, to explain to our listeners, maybe you're not new to Bitcoin and you're like, oh, ho-hum. Mm. But I think even if you aren't new to Bitcoin, you need to know that Bitcoin is selling at a rate that is faster. It just on one website,
yeah.
Square Cash or Cash App, selling at a rate faster twice.
And it's not
the rate of mining.
And it's not very often that we get to deliver good news here on Free Talk
yeah,
Live.
With all the mask mandates,
all the government overreach, yeah. And
there's
you know,
more
the
of that.
Police.
We can talk about that.
We can talk about, and we will. We've got yeah. some of that on tap, on deck. But you know, bombings of innocent people,
yeah.
people getting railroaded into jail. And, you know, doing 30 years for crimes they didn't commit, all that kind of stuff.
There's plenty of it.
There's plenty of that. But this is good news because for the yeah. first time in history, there is a financial alternative that serves as not just a currency, but a store of value. It can also dissolve bureaucracy. It has the potential to replace a whole bunch of bureaucratic positions digitally.
that's going to take some time. But
it is.
Yeah,
but it has the promise of doing that and doing it in a much more efficient way. I'm talking things like notarizing. I'm talking things like title of ownership.
Documents.
Things
that, yeah,
documents, all that kind of stuff. The actual physical bureaucracy, not bureaucrats, the people, but what they do, the paper that they push. So instead of you having to, you know, change your title on your vehicle every time you move to a different state or something like that, it just changes when you sell it automatically. And so there's no need for
you're talking about
bureaucrats.
Theoretically, it doesn't actually happen at this time.
Not yet.
But Bitcoin could.
But it can. You could attach this notarized document to a Satoshi, one little minute chunk of Bitcoin.
Can you do that with Bitcoin BTC? I don't know if you can.
The potential for it to be developed is there.
Bitcoin SV, for instance, already is allowing for any kind of images and things like that to be posted to its blockchain. So there are other blockchains that exist that do allow specifically for the things that you're you're talking about.
And so just because you don't see it yet doesn't mean it ain't coming.
Oh, yeah. There's some real smart people working on this. And that's the other thing that's interesting about Bitcoin is, like, you, as I was saying before, it's permissionless. You don't have to ask anyone's permission to get involved. And that also means, like, on a business level, so, like, as an individual, like, when you go to the bank, you got to sit down, you got to wait, you got to apply, you got to give them paperwork, you got to give them your ID. With Bitcoin, you just create a wallet and you go. For a business, if you want to do something with blockchain, there's no one to license the technology from.
Right.
You don't have to go and ask somebody's permission first to start working on this technology. You just download the source code and then you start working on it.
Oh, and guess what?
And that's it.
If you have some skills in life, you've developed some skills, maybe you went to college, maybe you're a tradesperson, you know, whatever it is, whatever skills that you have, maybe you're just good at making food, I don't know, and you want to turn that into a business. Well, guess what? You don't have to ask anybody to take Bitcoin.
No, you can just go to AnyPay and they'll help you with it.
Download a wallet.
Yeah, you can do that too.
You know, well, use AnyPay if you're going to be a vendor, of course. But but it's, you don't have to ask anybody to do it. Earning it is also a great way. We didn't talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But earning cryptocurrency is, in my opinion, the best way. You know, and we see people doing that all the time around here. Anyway,
that's how I that's how I got almost all the crypto that I've earned over the years. It's just been through earning it,
not actually
going out and buying it. But whatever you got to do to get your hands on some, I would suggest you could highly consider doing it sooner rather than later. And obviously, we don't know what the future holds, but with the numbers they're talking about here, Captain, 160,000 Bitcoin sold by just one company, just Square, in just one quarter of this year, that amount is approximately twice the amount of Bitcoin that was mined in that time frame.
Yeah.
So just this one company is selling more than double what was mined. And that's amazing.
That is
a tremendous amount of support. Let me tell you a little bit more about this here. So Square generated $1.6 billion in revenues just in quarter three, up 11 times from last year. Can you imagine if you had a business doing more than 10 times the sales one year to the next?
Wow.
That's what they did. With Cash App, investment funds are also buying and holding Bitcoin in huge quantities. Grayscale added 40,000 Bitcoin to its balance sheet in just the month of October, which is more than the 27,000 Bitcoin.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. We're seeing institutions, we're seeing organizations. It's not. It started where it was
with just
individuals,
geeks,
and geeks,
libertarians,
and folks doing mining with their GPUs and that kind of thing. And now this is happening.
Right. More recently, payments giant PayPal enabled Bitcoin purchases from their accounts, although it hasn't happened on my account yet, so it's probably only a fraction of PayPal accounts right now that have this. They, you know, they test it, they roll it out, they test it, they roll it out. Shortly after adding the feature, the CEO raised the buying limits for the crypto after seeing the demand was, quote, 2 to 3 times what our expectations were. As a result, the crypto industry may be facing a supply crisis, said Charles Edwards, founder of Capriol Investments on Twitter. He argued that companies like Square and Grayscale are facing demand which exceeds the number of mined bitcoins. He pointed to the fact that 163,000 Bitcoin was sold by Square in quarter three of this year, was double the amount that was mined during the same period. The good news is, if there's a supply crisis, it'll be great for investors. According to experts such as Edwards, the overwhelming demand coupled with the lack of supply would be favorable for Bitcoin prices going forward. Seems obvious, right?
Yeah.
And And the good news is Bitcoin, for those who don't know, if you're worried, oh, my God, we're going to run out of Bitcoin. No, 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 no.
No, it's not going to happen.
Bitcoin is divisible down 8 decimal points. So you can have fractions of a Bitcoin. So you can't get a whole Bitcoin? Well, try for half. Try for a tenth.
Yeah.
You know, you can do that, you know, if you can afford to do that. And someone is always going to be willing to sell their Bitcoin. The question is at what price? And we may still be on the bottom end of the pricing scale at this point. We may be looking back after another 5 years, you know, and again, I don't want to make any predictions, but we, you know, it's possible that we'll be looking back after 5 years and think and saying, man, remember when Bitcoin was only $15,000 as we're looking at, you know, $100,000 or a $200,000 price,
know.
Or God knows.
I'm looking
possible.
Back now going, you know, that one Bitcoin I sold for $250,
right?
You know,
after you bought it like, for 200 and you're like, yeah, I made $50.
Yeah. And just a quick cruise of the Bitcoin.com website. This is one of their newest stories. The Bitcoin market cap is more valuable than the IMF, that's the International Monetary
Damn.
Fund's special drawing right reserves. Their special drawing right reserves are $281 billion.
Exciting
so,
times.
Yeah, these are very exciting times in the world of cryptocurrency. If you work in banking or in some form of bureaucracy, this technology is coming for your job.
Well, luckily for the banks, the U.S. government earlier this year did in their, which bureaucracy is it? I forget what they're called. They call themselves, but they're one of the banking regulators. Mm-hmm. They basically said, okay, banks, you can now hold crypto for your customers. So now if a bank does want to get into that area, which they're slow and they're dinosaurs, mm-hmm. and probably most of them won't, but if a bank did want to get into the area of helping their customers acquire and hold crypto, it's now supposedly it is now legal for them to do that. They can do that with sort of the blessings of
11 years later.
Yeah. And it'll take them at least another decade to figure out how to write a wallet or something.
Well, and for those of you with children, you know, I predict this, that your children, when it comes time for you to teach them about banking and writing checks, they're going to be like, why do I need to do that? I got a Bitcoin wallet.
Yeah. Well, that's the best gift you can give somebody. If you're like grandma or mom and dad or whatever, you're looking for a good Christmas gift, go ahead and buy them some Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea. Yeah. I like it. Ho, 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 indeed.
Mm-hmm.
855-450-3733 is our toll-free number if you'd like to join us. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more for you coming up.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're supposed to say, Kick-Ass, what are you doing?
What are you doing, Kick-Ass?
I'm singing that song by A Flock of Seagulls, Iran.
Yeah.
Because Iran is in the news today.
I recognize the song.
This is Free Talk Live, if you're curious as to what these two guys are babbling on about.
I just didn't know the rest of the lyrics, so I couldn't fill it in for you.
Well, no, that's okay. I have this curse that sometimes I remember not only the song, but the artist of horrible 80s pop music, because that's the era in which I sort of grew up. And we didn't have the internet. All we had was Casey Kasem's Weekly Top 40.
That's right, and cassette tapes.
Here's our long-distance dedication. And so that was, you know, our form of entertainment, and I was subjected to that, and that was pounded into my head repeatedly, all of those horrible songs. So you'll excuse me. However, Iran definitely is in the news. We've talked about them twice already. We're about to talk about them again. This from antiwar.com. The Department of Justice seizes 27 domains. These are web URLs. They claim that they're controlled by Iran.
Really? Well, even if they aren't controlled by Iran, I don't think the U.S. government should be able to seize them, and the fact that they have done so is very disturbing
to
me.
Well, like, I mean, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
With the way that folks are taught in, say, public schools about how the system works or is supposed to work, like, if they were to be seized, you would think that it would be after some sort of a trial and a conviction you know, that kind of a thing. Doesn't seem to be the case, but no. Let's find out. This from November 4th, again, antiwar.com. The U.S. Department of Justice announced on Wednesday that it seized 27 online domains, claiming that the websites were controlled by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC. The DOJ seized the domains under the guise of enforcing U.S. sanctions against Iran and the IRGC. Wednesday's announcement followed the seizure of 92 domains in October that the DOJ also claimed were operated by Iran. The DOJ purports that the domains were being used to spread, quote, Iranian propaganda, unquote, and disinformation. Because, like, the U.S. government doesn't engage in either of those activities ever.
Yeah. Last I checked, there was that First Amendment thing that said you're supposed to have a right to freedom of speech.
Oh, come on. They don't care about that.
And that is supposed to apply to all humans, not just, like, people who are born in the United States. So the idea that a website, even if it is a propaganda site, should not be allowed to exist because the U.S. decides they don't like its propaganda. Well, this is a propaganda radio show. Should we also not? We're not Iranian propaganda.
That's true.
We're just a pro-freedom propaganda show. Right. So does that mean that we should also be seized?
Well, let's hope
first
we aren't.
They came for the Iranians.
And nobody spoke out. Then they came for us.
We are here.
Well,
and
we are
speaking out. Nobody's not here. He's sick today.
That's true. Going on, the DOJ and the FBI work with U.S. tech companies to make these seizures thanks to our ongoing collaboration with Google, Facebook, and Twitter. The FBI was able to disrupt. I'm just going to say that again because the DOJ and the FBI work with U.S. tech companies thanks to our ongoing collaboration with Google, Facebook, and Twitter. The FBI was able to disrupt this Iranian propaganda campaign, and we will continue to pursue any attempts by foreign actors to spread disinformation in our country, said FBI Special Agent in Charge, Craig D. Fair.
Real fair.
Not so fair.
Does it mention your story, the Foreign Agents Registration Act? Because there's a piece here at ZDNet.com about this, where the claim is, according to...
Well, hold on, before we get there. Among the domains seized on Wednesday were four news websites the DOJ seized under the guise of the Foreign Agents Registration Act,
that's
FARA.
It.
The claim against the websites is that they targeted U.S. audiences without disclosing ties to a foreign government.
Again, I don't understand how a foreign website could be required by the United States government to do anything.
There are several that I'm aware of, other, we'll call them countries. They have their propaganda channels. I'm thinking RT specifically.
Mm-hmm.
They have studios here in the U.S.
They do, yeah. And they are a registered foreign agent, I think, at RT. They were demanded that they do that earlier in 2019, if I recall correctly. But they're based in the United States. RT America, as you say, has studios in the U.S.
Right.
I don't think the Iranian government has something like that here. I don't think that that's the case.
I would suspect you are correct.
The Iranian government does operate, as I understand it, Press TV, which is their propaganda, their equivalent of RT. It's called Press TV, based in Iran. That channel is on free-to-air satellite, where we have a satellite channel as well.
Yeah.
So if you want to receive Press TV in the United States, you can do that. You just have to have the right satellite equipment.
Well, it gets juicier. The DOJ said here the four domains purported to be independent news outlets, but they were actually operated by or on behalf of the IRGC to target the United States with pro-Iranian propaganda in an attempt to covertly influence the American people to change United States policy concerning Iran and the Middle East.
Go ahead and advocate to change that policy.
Right.
So I'm just going to tell you that policy should not exist. There should be no foreign aid to any governments all around the world, and there should be no sanctions towards any governments all around the world as far as what is the libertarian position on how the U.S. government should interact. If you're going to have a U.S. government, I don't think we should, but if it is going to exist, then it should be completely neutral. It should be taking no sides whatsoever.
Yes,
on
absolutely.
This. And that means being neutral toward Iran, to where anyone who wants to do business with Iranian people should be free to do so without the fear of the U.S. government coming in and stealing their domains or putting them in a prison cell, which is what they will do to you.
Indeed. Now, one of the news sites taken down was the American Herald Tribune, AHT, a website whose editor-in-chief, Anthony Hall, is based in Canada.
Okay.
It's not clear how the U.S. government decided that AHT or any of the other websites are affiliated with Iran. So they've taken them down. They seized them, right? But they're not telling you how they found out or what criteria they used to make these decisions.
This is a good example of how weak and how centralized the domain name registration system is, because if we actually had a truly decentralized domain name system, the U.S. government wouldn't be able to do this. But they can just go in there to, what are they called, ICANN, I think.
Yeah.
That's the Internet Names Group or whatever. And the U.S. government is a part of that organization.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a lot of weight that they can throw around when it comes to ICANN. And basically they just go in and say, we want this, 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 and this. It's ours now. And then they put up their notice when you go to the website of what it looks like.
Well, investigative journalist Gareth Porter wrote about social media censorship that the AHT has faced previously. Porter's report says the FBI encouraged Facebook, Instagram, and Google to remove or restrict ads on AHT. In 2018, AHT's Facebook page was deleted, and the outlet's account on Facebook-run Instagram was also removed. In January of this year, CNN published a story that claimed AHT was founded in Iran. CNN quoted an unnamed official from the cybersecurity firm FireEye. According to Porter, FireEye boasts that it has contracts with nearly every department in the United States government. So take that for what it's worth. The official told CNN that FireEye had assessed with moderate confidence that the AHT's website was founded in Iran and was part of a larger influence operation. The term moderate confidence comes from U.S. intelligence agencies and means that there is plenty of room for doubt. AHT published authors with dissenting views who often criticized U.S. foreign policy towards Iran. If the DOJ uses shaky assessments like the one from FireEye to take these sites down, it sets a very dangerous precedent for independent media outlets.
It's scary because, if you don't have anything to do with Iran, or even if you do, these government goons can just come in and snatch your website from you. And how do you get it back? What's the process for that?
Yeah, nobody knows.
Do you have to hire $200,000 worth of attorneys to bring lawsuit against
these guys? Assumably, yeah.
I mean, because your average website isn't going to have that kind of money.
Yeah.
So you're just basically shut down, and then what do you do about it? You can try putting a new website up, but then how do your viewers know that you have a new website? They can't go to your old website. You've been censored on social media. You've essentially become a non-person on the Internet.
Yeah, and this seems to be just because they purported to have dissenting views. So these are not good news. That's for certain. 855-450-FREE is our number. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.